You shall become a black poodle and have a gold collar round your neck, and shall eat burning coals, till the flames burst forth from your throat. And when he had spoken these words, the old man was changed into a poodle dog, and had a gold collar round his neck, and the cooks were ordered to bring up some live coals, and these he ate until the flames broke forth from his throat. The king's son remained there a short while longer, and he thought of his mother, and wondered if she was still alive. At length he said to the maiden, "I will go home to my own country. If you will go with me, I will provide for you." "Ah," she replied, "the way is so long, and what shall I do in a strange land where I am unknown?" As she did not seem quite willing, and as they could not be parted from each other, he wished that she might be changed into a beautiful pink, and took her with him. Then he went away to his own country, and the poodle had to run after him. He went to the tower in which his mother was confined, and as it was so high, he wished for a ladder which could reach up to the very top. Then he mounted up and looked inside and cried, "Beloved mother, lady queen, are you still alive or are you dead?" She answered, "I have just eaten and am still satisfied," for she thought the angels were there. Said he, "I am your dear son, whom the wild beasts were said to have torn from your arms, but I am alive still and will soon set you free." Then he descended again and went to his father and caused himself.